Our next item is conditional use number 1995, Adele H. Fluharty.
Mr. Chairman, I think what we're dealing with is a classic example of a family-run business that's been successful over the years and has expanded. And you know, then you deal with, have we maxed out our space or not? As I think it was commented by some of the other commissioners, we would have had a hard time finding the property had it not been posted by the county. And when we talk about screening, perhaps we missed the boat with the white drilling across the street with all their pipes and everything. Even though they're neatly stored, it does give you an appearance of a commercial operation versus mm-hmm. something that's in an AR1 district. I'm pleased that there were some successful business owners in our county. But given that, I would like to have a little more time before I present a motion to this commission.
Okay, I would just want to share with you that I would like to see at least an effort made to try to address some of the concerns through conditions. Fact is, there's been a business operating there since 1973. Many of us are already familiar with it, and it hasn't apparently just recently become an issue for some folks. Well, I would like to see if there was something that maybe could be done to address that, address that concern. And of course, that's going to take some time. So I agree with you. I think we need a little more time to think about.
Therefore, not hearing any more comments, Mr. Chairman, concerning conditional use number 1995 for the Fluharties, my motion is for deferral to give the commission time for further consideration.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 1995, Adele H. Fluharty, to give the commission more time to consider the testimony presented. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.